Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hi, I'm Melissa Benishai, CEO and co-founder of Baked by Melissa. As a mom, I find deciding what to make for dinner the hardest decision of my day. That's why I'm partnering with Blue Apron to bring you delicious and nutritious dinners that are quick and easy like your mom. Just kidding. Your mom's amazing. Get 35% off your first order at Blue Apron with promo code Melissa. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more. Okay, love you. Bye.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Oh, it certainly is time for Grab Bag here at Jones and Keefe. Grab Bag is brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. Boston Celtics won a couple games over the weekend. Friday night, sans Jaylen Brown, they beat up on the Sacramento Kings. Missed my parlay. Thanks for asking. The Celtics covered.
Who missed?
Peyton Pritchard easily covered his over.
So the Caitlin Clark one checked. And yeah, then the Derek White one, not so much.
Yeah, what do you think of that, by the way? Reggie Miller in front of Caitlin Clark is like, you're a lot like Peyton Pritchard. It's like the best women's basketball player. You're kind of like the sixth man of the year in the NBA.
Maria Taylor kind of put him on the spot. She's like, you know, she's one. I think she even said this in her question. She's like, she's one of one, so it's hard to compare her to anybody.
Yeah. He's like, oh.
Who would you compare her to?
Pritchard?
And he's like, I don't know, Peyton Pritchard? Kind of like that, I think. And then Melo comes on, and Melo's like, yeah, she reminds me of Luka. And you're like, wow, that's a big difference.
It's Curry. Isn't Steph Curry?
That would be a great one, yeah.
Or I don't know what she's like defensively. Maybe Trae Young? But like not Peyton Pritchard. All due respect to Peyton Pritchard, good player.
So Pritchard cashed your
Pritchard, yeah, I have no beef with him. Derek White was like, didn't even shoot. I'm like, I need like three threes, my guy.
That is rough.
Throwing a three. Didn't do it. They won. Then they came back on Sunday. No Giannis. And they beat up on the Bucks. They've won back-to-back games now. Jaylen Brown was in the game on yesterday. Had 30 points, 13 rebounds. They're off tonight. They play Dallas on the road tomorrow. Then they're at Houston against Ime Udoka on Wednesday, trade deadline Thursday.
And they hit San Antonio too? They do the whole triangle or no?
No, it's just a weird two for them. They're back home. Okay. Yeah. Dallas, Houston, then they're back home for three games.
So it's funny. Like in my head, I'm like, boy, Houston is, you know, on the short list of title contenders and they're really good. And I think they are. They're 30-17. The Celtics are 31-18. Like they're kind of having the same year.
Celtics are real good.
They're tied with the Knicks, meaning Boston right now for number two in the East. Mm-hmm. But no, they've played well. It was a good weekend for them for sure.
Grab bag. Another turning point, a grab bag in the road.
NBA All-Star reserves have been announced.
Oh.
Yeah, do you want the Western Conference?
Yeah.
Here are the reserves.
Okay.
Anthony Edwards.
Good.
Jamal Murray making his first trip to the All-Star game.
Good for him.
Well-deserved, Jamal Murray.
Long-time snub, yeah.
Chet Holmgren, also first-time club.
All right.
Kevin Durant. Devin Booker. No longer teammates, but when they were, they missed the playoffs. Danny Avdija. We talked about him.
Oh, I like him.
He's been really good for Portland this year. And LeBron James. LeBron James
is
also in there.
LeBron's replacing Kawhi, is that right? Or did he just go right in?
I think he might be just in there. I think he's one of the bench guys. Or maybe he was a reserve. It's on the list of Western reserves. But then they're going to like throw the whole thing together for USA versus the world anyway.
I still don't fully get that. But okay,
either.
Good for the show's goat. LeBron's
the
in there.
The East All-Star reserves. Donovan Mitchell, Jalen Johnson for the first time. We were on that for the Hawks. He's been
like
good.
It.
Karl Anthony Towns, Pascal Siakam, Norman Powell, first-time All-Star.
Storming Norman Powell.
Yep. Jalen Duren.
I like Norman Powell. Yeah.
Not Jaren Duran.
No. Jalen Duren.
The basketball version.
He does. Pistons are good. He deserves it.
And
Scotty Barnes is going to be All-Star.
Hell yeah, Scotty Barnes.
Wow.
He is going to be All-Star.
How good of a year is Siakam had? The Pacers are horrible.
Yeah, I think he's like the only guy doing it.
Is he having that good of a year where he's an
All-Star?
I mean,
Norman Powell's an All-Star. I don't think they have 12 good ones in the East.
Great point.
That's sort of what it looks like.
Great point.
Some people are crying, no Derek White, but not after Friday's performance. I'm fine with that.
You're not one of them. 24-7-4 if you round up.
Yeah, okay.
24-7-4 for who? For
Siakam.
Yeah. No, he's been good.
They're horrible.
Well, all right.
Grab bag. Grab bag.
Talk about the Bruins playing outside where the Bucks play down in Tampa. They lost in a shootout, so they still got a loser point, but they were up 5-1 in the game. Ended up going to a shootout. Pastrnak was upset with the officiating in overtime. They lost the game. They played outside. It was unseasonably cold, which was a good thing, in Tampa. But the setup was terrible. We talked about this earlier in the show. But
visually, it just looked really poor.
Yeah, because like the rink, usually it's in a cool spot. It might be in like the Big House in Michigan or Fenway Park. This is at a football stadium. And then they didn't have like seats close. They were like, hey, it's going to look like it's a pirate ship. But it didn't. It looked like junk. It looked like
a bad mini golf course.
Yeah. Or I was also thinking like some of these parks in like Tony Hawk Pro Skater where it's just like random stuff to do tricks off of.
Yeah.
It's like that's what it looked like.
Here's a grind rail.
Did
you guys see what John Cooper was dressed like last night?
No. Wait.
He looked like Tony Montana.
Nice. Oh, yeah. The all white suit.
Yeah, the all white suit, like the hat.
Yeah.
Okay. The buttons all the way down.
I guess I wasn't sure if that was him or an assistant coach moving around, but I did see that. Yeah, I don't mind that.
Yeah. That's not bad. They are off tonight and tomorrow. Then they're going to take on the Florida Panthers on TNT and HBO Max on Wednesday.
Okay. Yeah.
The best part of Jones and Keefe is grab bag at 1:30.
Let's check in with Shredder's latest top 10 for the 2026.
They didn't do anything over the weekend, right?
Baseball
we haven't missed
season.
Anything?
No, I believe, well, maybe this was Friday's, but obviously we didn't have a chance to talk about it.
Sure.
So this is the top 10 center fielders.
Oh, good.
Tonight we'll get catcher, then right fielder, third base, relief pitcher, first base.
Of course.
That's the order that you do it in.
Perfect sense.
Top 10 center fielders. Do you want to take any guesses?
Top 10 center fielders?
In the game, projected for 2026.
Julio Rod.
Julio Rod, number one. He was last year's number one. He is this year's number one.
Excellent.
As well. Wyatt Langford, number two.
That was my next guess. That's the number two center fielder in baseball?
Yep.
Byron Buxton.
Byron Buxton, three.
Yep.
Jackson Merrill, four.
Okay.
Pete Crow Armstrong.
Oh.
Five.
That was just the first half PCA.
Yep.
Yeah.
Andy Pages, six. Trent Grissom, seven.
See it?
Dalton Varsho, eight. TJ Friedel, nine. And O'Neill Cruz, 10.
It turns out baseball's just bad. O'Neill Cruz?
There's not a lot of good players. Where are all the good players?
He can't field.
You know, when I was growing up, there used to be all-stars every position. Everywhere you turn. Ken Griffey Jr., Barry Bonds.
The left field list I thought
Jose
was pretty
Canseco.
Bad. The center field list is even worse than the left field list.
Terrible.
It is
terrible,
I like one of those guys. Yeah.
It's a bad list. Are there no outfielders anymore?
I like Julio Rod.
Why don't they put people in the outfield?
So Rafael is not on that list?
He is not. Yeah, okay, right, that's your takeaway. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, where's he?
11, I guess.
Around 30 here on Jones and Keefe. So I guess that's why it's time for Grab Bag.
Big news out of the NFL today. They announced that the Saints will play a quote-unquote home game next year in Paris.
Oh, Paris.
Paris.
Oh, nice. Okay,
France.
Good. Oh, I like that. The Fleur-de-Lis is going to look real nice there.
That's right. They've never had a game in Paris. So
The Saints haven't?
No, the NFL hasn't.
Oh, no one?
No.
Oh, okay, wow.
They haven't. So that's where they're going to go.
Maybe go to my place and just kick it like Tybo. And possibly then you're over. Look back and watch me.
Scrap bag.
All on the floor.
Scrap bag.
Give me some more.
Scrap bag.
Till you get so.
Scrap bag.
Sean McVay and GM Les Snead have signed contract extensions with the Rams.
Oh.
Remember a year or two ago, it was like Sean McVay might just hang up the spikes.
Well,
he might be a commentator.
Even this offseason, I had kind of seen the scuttlebutt that his future might be tied to Stafford, where if Stafford is going to retire, he may walk away. So I would say the contract extensions there make me think that Stafford is coming back just based on that.
Perhaps.
This magic moment. When your grab bag is close to mine, will last forever. Forever until the end of WEEI.
So you can send those in, Keith, at WEEI.com. Although the other night I was sitting on the couch and I was going through some of these grab bags that got emailed to me and I'm just playing them. And my wife goes, you got to stop. She goes, I can't listen to any more of those. I was like, all right, well,
how many did
I'll
you
do
make
this
it
on
to?
My own
was
time.
It like
not
two?
Many. Not many.
It was like two.
Seven. I mean, there's a lot more where that came from. She's like, I can't hear them.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You worked all day, kids just got home, everyone's hungry. Now what? I'm Melissa Benishai, CEO and co-founder of Baked by Melissa, and I'm partnering with Blue Apron to bring you meals that make dinner easy, like 15-minute salmon and tzatziki. These meals are quick and delicious, and you don't even need to subscribe in order to make them. Get 35% off your first order at Blue Apron with promo code Melissa. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more. Okay, love you. Bye.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
So where is that again?
Doesn't need to stop. Keith at WEEI.com.
Yeah, and just give it a few options for Katie if you could. Yeah.
The 2026 Royal Rumble was this past weekend in Saudi Arabia. 2 o'clock local time. Or our local time.
Yeah,
not their
yeah.
local time. 2 o'clock here on Saturday. No thanks. Not for me.
But you didn't watch it live.
I didn't watch it live. I did watch a little bit of it though.
Okay. So it was a little bit for you.
A little bit. Yeah. A little bit. But Roman Reigns, back on top. He wins the Rumble. So I think people are excited about that. Brock Lesnar returned.
How we feel about that, Billy? Roman Reigns back on top.
Seen it before.
Not for you. Okay.
That's fair. Yeah. That's fine with me.
Been there, done that.
So,
just tired
yeah.
of being told that there's going to be big surprises and amazing surprises, and then just Roman Reigns wins the Rumble again.
Something you've seen. Okay.
There's a dude.
That's a fair point. Yeah.
There's a guy. His name is Oba Femi.
Oba Femi?
Oba, O-B-A. Yeah. Haas.
Big time Haas?
Dude.
Spell it.
O-B-A.
H-O-S-S.
Right. F-E-M-I.
Oh, yeah.
Listed at 6'6", 310. He was the first guy in.
310?
Yeah, but that seems light. He came out, and then he went face-to-face with Brock Lesnar, and I was like, oh, my God. We got a guy.
We got a Haas?
We got an absolute Haas.
Okay.
He was in the Rumble for 39 minutes. He eliminated 5 guys, but ultimately got tossed out by Brock Lesnar. So I'm guessing they're setting up a feud with them. So we'll see. But yeah, Reigns back on top. Liv Morgan won the Women's Rumble.
Nice.
Well, you say that.
Let's go! Was it
No, I like Liv Morgan. I have no problem with Liv Morgan. And I'm not trying to be a sexist pig here.
Yeah.
However, because looks aren't everything, Jones, right?
Right. No, not for me.
However.
Yeah.
Saudi Arabia, like years ago, they wouldn't let the women wrestle.
Yep.
Now they let them wrestle. They have to cover. The only thing showing were their faces and their hands. Everything else covered.
I like that.
You like that?
Yeah. It's a lot.
Bill's mystery.
Yeah.
Too much mystery, Bill. I need a little bit more. I don't have that good of an imagination, yeah, I get. I need a little bit more.
You know what I love around here? Winter. I love when chicks are
See,
all
these women,
up.
30 women in the room. Yeah.
Like, those just hands.
All bundled
like
up.
Strong hands.
All you see is their hands.
I'm
like, but then they try to take like their normal like outfits, I guess, and just like make them with like long sleeves and pants.
Nice.
And like nobody wrestles like this. None of the women actually wrestle like that.
Nice.
So I thought that was no, it wasn't nice. I'm telling you, it was
maybe for you.
It's too much.
Yeah,
too much clothing. The men didn't have to wear long pants.
Nope.
Yep.
Grab bag. Aha! Fighter of the bag grab. Aha! Champion of fun. Aha!
Jones and Keefe at 1:30 every day for everyone. Next up, when the Red Sox preempt them, grab bag.
All right. Two Dork podcasts this week. Tonight, A Knight of the Seven Kingdoms, episode 3. Oh. Sean makes his triumphant return.
Back. I was just going to ask
He's
that.
He's not tuckered out this week. He's okay. going to be on tonight okay, talking. Good. And then tomorrow, actually, we're going to record a separate one for the 2026 video games. Davey Eyeball is going to have all the important games coming out this year.
So you've done all the movies. You've done all the TV shows.
All the shows.
Next up, the video games.
The
I like it.
The next obvious step would be that.
Jones and Keefe are grabbing bags every day from 10 to 2. Twitch is such a healthy chat. Because I'm Mr. Grab Bag.
All right, the question on everybody's mind, has Bob Ryan tweeted?
Oh, I had some of these forwarded to me, so I know he did.
A lot.
Yeah.
I can't even read them all. There's a lot of tweets in here, including this one. An AI bot asked, name a country without the letter A. Only geniuses get this right. Ooh. Bob said, how about Chile?
Oh, Chile.
Chile is a good one.
Burned them pretty good there.
Amelia on Twitter said, could you stay in the house for a whole week without stepping a foot outside?
Yes.
For $450,000.
Yes.
They pay you to do that?
I could so easily do that.
Well, Bob answered that.
Oh, he did. Okay.
He answered that.
Yeah, what did
he said, if the provisions are ample enough, no big deal.
I don't even need provisions.
I don't either.
I can do that easy.
As long as you probably just need a little bit of water,
yeah,
right?
Can we all do that in 2020?
Yeah, human beings.
I didn't get a penny for that.
Yeah,
human beings. Dime.
You could go a week without eating food. You wouldn't enjoy it, but you could do that.
He also had a couple of tweets. One of them was just, we?
Oh.
He tweeted out, we?
Then there was a follow-up, wasn't there?
He responded to that, Mario capital Pat. B.
We be?
We be.
Yeah, it's a,
so he tweeted out,
DMX
we
lyrics is what he's doing there.
He also tweeted out, I guess I see what the fuss is about Daryl Peterson.
Daryl Peterson?
Yeah, I don't know. He plays for like the Wisconsin Badgers. I don't know what that is.
Okay.
I don't know what that is.
Daryl Peterson. I'm not familiar with his work.
All right.
Football player too, by the way. Not even hoops.
Yeah, I don't know.
He's just he's
speaking of hoops.
Putting together a Pat's mock draft.
Speaking of hoops, out of these two centers, at their best, who do you think was better?
Oh,
between Kareem Abdul-Jabbar and Shaquille O'Neal.
Oh.
Who do you think?
He went
Bob
Kareem.
Ryan?
He went Kareem.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You think?
Yeah.
He said, "Oh, please." Shaq should be shocked and honored to be in the same discussion with Kareem.
Wow. How would you answer that, Keith? You're a hoops guy.
Kareem.
Yeah, Kareem's the right answer.
I would go with Kareem, but I don't think it's like a shock
at all.
Yeah. I think one guy's like the fifth best player ever, one guy's 10th or 11th.
Mm-hmm.
So this is also something that's come to my – so you know my theory? I think Bob just pulls up the For You page, and his algorithm is absolutely tapped right now because he responds to all these AI things. And so I think he thinks he's answering like – I don't know, like fans of his?
Yeah.
He also has an issue with these fake Elon Musk accounts.
Yeah.
I think he thinks they're all Elon Musk.
I think he thinks that's a real Elon, yeah.
So Elon Musk had name one country without the letter A.
Oh.
Because again, that's these AI bots all tweet the same crap.
Yeah, I would Chile was a good answer. I'm not sure I would have got that.
No,
yeah.
But this time, because Bob had already answered that.
Yep.
So this time Bob said, is it too much to ask him to spell correctly with his stupid question?
Him.
Right.
He thinks it's Elon Musk.
Yeah.
You seen the Keefspiracy going on in the Twitch chat right now?
What's that?
Is that Jones and Bob often have the same answers. I think
same
Jones
guy.
Is controlling the Bob Ryan Twitter account.
It's possible.
That's
he
not,
also responded
totally
to a separate fake Elon Musk where he was doing more eye tests. He also got really mad. Remember when he answered that question for $800,000?
Yeah.
He answered it again and he was like, I already told you. The word was liar. So he's getting a little hot. He's running
got it. Who was he talking about? Daryl Peterson or Darren Peterson from Kansas?
Daryl.
Yeah, that's not his name. Was he talking about the kid at Kansas? That's what the text line is saying.
Oh, maybe.
That must be
he
what he's talking
Darryl.
About.
He said Daryl.
No, Darren Peterson might be the number one pick. That's
got to
be who he's talking about.
No, he said Daryl.
Okay.
Yeah.
Grab bag.
All right, best NBA performer from last night was it Jared Allen, 40-17.
Yeah,
let's just give it to him.
Him.
All right, that was a pretty good night.
It's time for Jones and Keefe's
random.
Brandon Phillips,
Eduardo Nunez,
Curtis Luskanic,
baseball player of the day.
All right. I think the people are going to be pissed, Jones. We're trying a little curveball today.
Oh, no.
Random Super Bowl participant of the day.
Participant.
Played in the Super Bowl.
Okay.
I don't know how else to say it.
No, that's fine. I was just
played in the Super Bowl. This is a man who played for three teams in his NFL career. He's a man.
That's a hint, yeah.
Played for the Packers, Eagles, and Giants.
Packers, Eagles,
yeah.
Giants.
Yeah.
Got it.
Yep. Yeah. He was a one-time Pro Bowler and a one-time Super Bowl champion.
Position?
Running back.
Running back.
His nickname? The Horse.
What, years?
Yeah, years. Yeah, I do have years. I just wanted to double check. He played in three Super Bowls, two of them against the Patriots. He played with Green Bay when they beat the Pats. He played with Green Bay when they lost to Denver. And
Dorsey
he
Levens? Was it?
Jones.
He got it.
It's either him or Edgar Bennett. I don't know. Yeah.
Dorsey Levens.
I don't remember Dorsey Levens really anywhere but Green Bay. He played for all those other teams.
He sure did.
Huh.
Yep, he sure did. He went to Philly, New York, back to Philly. Hung up the spikes after the 2004 season.
All right, random Super Bowl participant.
Yeah, hey, I like that.
All week in the grab bag.
How you guys feel about that?
All week in the grab bag?
Maybe. Maybe.
If he remembers.
If I do.
Yeah, all right. All week in the grab
Tune
bag.
Tune back in tomorrow.
Find out. That's how we're branding it. On Jones and Keith. Coming up at 2 o'clock, you got Greg. You got Wiggy. You got Ted. So stay tuned for it live from Radio Row. We'll get to the clip du jour next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
As a man, finding a great pair of pants feels harder than it should. Some look sharp but feel stiff. Others are comfortable but wrinkle, stain, or lose their shape by noon. And if you're working, traveling, or constantly on the move, most pants just cannot keep up. That's where Jack Archer comes in.
JackArcher.com delivers one pair of pants designed for real life. Whether it's golf with the guys or date night with someone special, these pants will keep you comfortable and looking polished wherever the day takes you.
That's right, Mark. The Jack Archer Jet Setter Tech Pant is wrinkle-free, stain-resistant, and built to hold its shape all day. With customizable fit options and multiple colors, these are the one pair of pants you'll want to wear every day.
Jack Archer, ready when you are. For a limited time, get 15% off your first order with code GETJACK at jackarcher.com. Again, that's promo code GETJACK at jackarcher.com for 15% off your first order.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute. Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Have you been diagnosed with head or neck cancer? At Kansas City Proton Institute, we're delivering the future of cancer care with state-of-the-art proton therapy right here in KC. Proton therapy means increased precision, reducing side effects like dry mouth, difficulty swallowing, and the loss of taste as compared to conventional radiation. If you've been diagnosed, don't wait. Get your second opinion today and see KC's largest, most experienced proton therapy team. Visit kcpi.com, Kansas City Proton Institute, where you see the best in KC.
It's Draymond Green, kicking off my 14th NBA season and the new season of my podcast. And trust me, I'm not holding back. Listen to the Draymond Green Show wherever you get your podcasts.